All right, awesome, everybody. Well, thanks for being here. I know it's kind of tough for some of us cutting out of a work day or squeezing something like this into a busy schedule.
A great thing that we're making a recording of this. So for the folks that didn't make the call or weren't able to make the call, you know, they'll actually have access to it. But the advantage that you guys have is that you're going to be able to ask me questions live. So the way I'm going to do this is I'm just going to kind of talk about some of the things that were designed to be covered for today. And I hope to that you guys can make the next two because they all kind of work together. So before I dive into it, I just want to tell you guys a little bit about myself. I'm actually a student, like you guys are or have been, and I have a 30-plus year career in communications. I have studied quite a bit regarding marketing, copywriting, design, every aspect from sales to production regarding communications, and right now I am, my 12th year of running Better 3, which is my own independent consultancy, helping business owners really design their brand and find new prospects, develop a great storyline, and just help them create an end-to-end solution for their pipelines and getting clients to work with them and refer them and all that good stuff. So you'll see a lot of that coming through in what I'm going to be covering here with us today. So thank you for being here. And so just to recap, the first part, which is what we're going to be talking about today, is called Discover Your Why. And this is definitely something that I'm very passionate about. When I work with a new client, one of the things that I always challenge them on is, you know, why do you do the work that you do? And it's so very often that when I work with somebody, or at least when they come to hire me for some help, they actually are focused on the tactics. So they're like, oh, we need a new brand, or we need to upgrade our website. It's outdated. We need to do more on social media. So in their minds, they're already solutioning. They're already coming up with the fact that they know they need to have a hammer to get that nail in the wall. And they said, okay, I need a hammer, when in fact they probably need a whole new room. So this is always an interesting thing to kind of pull them back a little bit and say, why are you doing what you're doing? And let's look at your customer. You know, what is your customer really after when they come to work with you? So we do step back, take a broader macro view of the business, what's making them successful, and what that invariably leads to right into tactics. So then that way you're doing tactics a lot smarter, and you're actually doing things that are going to access people who are more ready to buy, more appropriate clients for you, and things like that. So that's really kind of like my basis for everything I do. It's like really understanding what the business is about, what their clients are looking for, why they do what they do, and that really drives everything, from strategy to tactics to how they follow up after the sale, everything. So this is what the first session is basically about that. And just to reread the description, we're going to reverse engineer your marketing and lead generation by discovering why you do the work you do. This goes well beyond the basics, such as to have my own business, to help people, to make money, to have more freedom, etc., and into a deeper realm of the essence of why you do the work that you do. So we're going to explore and define and create your why in this conversation and build the foundation for all of your marketing messages. And one of the things that I had put as like recommended reading or more so watching was the Simon Sinek Start With Why TEDx video that's just incredibly popular. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, I highly recommend it. So what I want to do is I just want to go over that whole his whole premise, his whole concept, because it's a great book. In the book, he talks more in the context of consumer brands, but you can still get a lot of value from his whole approach and the examples that he uses through the consumer examples like Apple and so on and so forth. So what Simon proposes is that great leaders are most effective because they're inspired. Well, what inspires them? So as opposed to in being inspired by a product or how a product is created, Simon says that, you know, it's because they have a very clearly defined why as to why they do what they do. And then the how and the what come as a byproduct or as a result of having a very clear why statement. So he does it visually. So in the TEDx video, he calls it the golden circle. And so he draws three concentric circles inside of each other. And on the far outside ring, he says, you know, this is what they do, what they make. So this is what they know. This is, you know, their product, their service, whatever the case may be, okay? The next circle in is how they do it, okay? So that's the inside ring after that, and that's all about their differentiators, their unique selling proposition, and things like that. So it's actually how they go about delivering their service or how they make their product. And then in the center of the ring, which is where everything should start, right, everything builds from, is the why. And the why is about, like, what is your purpose? Why does your organization exist? He says it's the fuzziest thing. And his argument is the inspired leaders or the inspired organizations all think, act, and communicate from the inside out. They start with why. So he gives an example that I thought was kind of cool. You know, let's say there's a computer marketing message, and they say something like, you know, we make great computers, they're beautifully designed, they're simple to use and user-friendly, want to buy one. And that's going from the outside in, right? So if you have a company that is working from the inside out and they start with why, like, for example, Apple, okay? So he says Apple's a great example of an inspired organization. He says their marketing message would go something like this. Everything we do, we believe in challenging the status quo. We believe in thinking differently. The way we challenge the status quo is by making our products beautifully designed, simple to use, and user-friendly. We just happen to make great computers. Want to buy one? So as you can see, the difference between those two marketing messages, one is much more driven by inspiration. It's actually conveying that inspired desire in the person who aligns with that inspired thinking. So his premise is the goal is to do business with people who believe what you believe. Now, what we want to do is, he talks about, it's kind of cool because it's a lot of neuroscience that he goes into in this actual video and in the book as well. And he says that you talk directly to the part of the brain that controls behavior. And then we allow people to rationalize it with the tangible things we say and do. You know, it's that gut feeling. He says that's that limbic part of the brain that doesn't control language. So it really becomes like an emotional thing. You know, they're saying, what is it? People buy emotionally, but they justify with logic. And that's a great example of that, right? So what you do, like the thing you make and how you make it, proves what you believe. If you work from the inside out and you start with why. So I just wanted to kind of like set the stage for this conversation by using his video and his example and his story, because I think it's very strong and it can be really powerful if you use it. So let's go ahead and do some why work here now. So what I want you guys to do is, if you can, obviously if you're driving or, you know, sitting in your car or whatever, you might not be able to do this, but when you get the recording, you know, please go back and do this work, because I like doing experiential type of teaching, you know, where I get you guys to do some writing, do some thinking, and ask some questions. So let's go ahead and do some why work. I want you to get ready to write this stuff down, so whether you can do it on paper or in the computer or whatever. So take a second to do that. And what I'm going to do is, Amy, I'm not sure if you can unmute for questions after each one of these. I have, I think I've got four parts here that I want to go through. I think what we could do is, just in the essence of time, is we'll go through each one of these exercises, and I'll just read them to you, and you guys can make notes or we'll just listen. And then at the end, I'm going to open it up to questions, and we can talk about any of these four steps, or you can ask me some other questions in the context of creating your why, okay? All right, so let's start with the first one. So based on what I shared about Simon, if people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Why do you do the work that you do? Let me say that again. If people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Why do you do the work that you do? So as coaches, we're in a helping profession, right? We care about helping people achieve their goals, and hopefully it's in a niche area that we have either experience, expertise, or interest. For example, a career coach loves to help people aspire to bigger challenges at work. But why do they do it? Their main why may be something like this. I believe that there is limitless opportunity in the world of business and work. Through demonstrating our skills, interests, and talents, we can create something amazing that someone else can benefit from. I'm about clearing the path toward bigger opportunity for my clients so they can be more engaged with and rewarded for a job they love. So that's a really strong why statement for a career coach. Or to use, let's say we use Simon's example about TiVo, which he talked about on the video. Another career coach's why could be, if you, like speaking to the prospective coaching client, if you want to turn your job into an adventure of more interest, more fun, with a bigger financial payoff, have I got a coaching program for you? That's kind of like the car salesman, you know, it's like, have I got a deal for you, right? But that's actually pretty compelling for people, right? So if they want to, you know, get those things, then they're going to want to work with that coach. So again, why do you do the work that you do? So that's the first part, all right? So it's really just kind of exploring what that is for you. And remember when I started, I talked about, you know, of course we want to help other people. We want to, you know, be of service. We want to make some money. We want to have freedom. You know, we want to have that flexibility. We want to get out from the corporate world. Whatever the case may be for why we're choosing to be a specific type of coach, those are kind of like the top level reasons. Let's get to the deeper stuff. You know, how is it personal for you? Okay? So let me go on to the next one. Now, the next one is, you know, this is the I have a dream exercise. And I actually came up with this as I was crafting, you know, the content for this particular this telephone call. And everyone's familiar with I Have a Dream speech, right? Martin Luther King, right? It's a public speech delivered by American civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom on August 28, 1963. So Simon Sinek actually talks about this in his Start With Why TED talk. And he mentioned how it was a word-of-mouth sensation that spread across the country. There was no texting. You know, they didn't have Facebook or Internet back then. But people showed up from everywhere to participate. King had a big why that was a driver of what he spoke about in that and many other speeches. So here's the challenge or the exercise for you. So if you were to create or write your own I Have a Dream speech, what would it sound like? What world would you like to see created as a result of the work that you do? Now, this is obviously looking at it from a much bigger perspective, but a lot of people tear themselves away from the 9-to-5 or the J-O-B because they want to have a larger impact on the world in some way, whether it's to earn, you know, more money that they can give charitably or, more importantly, that they can have a wider influence on their attitudes and the way they support and coach people because they can actually inspire others to achieve their fuller potential, and in that way they're making the world a better place. And we're kind of doing that as coaches as a rule anyway, which is the great benefit of being a coach. So if you did your own I Have a Dream speech, you know, what would it sound like? How do you want the world to be? How will things be different? Okay, so that's the second part of that exercise. Now the third part is again, about what Simon, he goes on to ask the question, what is it going to make your ideal client show up? Now, this is really looking at your why and being very specific and very potent. Because remember, people want to work with you if they believe what you believe, right? So, you know, we don't want to have to try to convince somebody or coerce them into working with us. We want it to be a very natural progression into working relationship, because you can have so much more effectiveness when you guys are really working from an inspired place. Okay. So Simon asks, what is going to make your ideal client show up? Now, this is your challenge, okay? So make them show up with you, because what they believe so and want is what you believe and project. This is what Simon says. He says, you make them show up with you because what they believe and want is what you believe and project. Okay, so as we go deeper into the marketing aspects, the tactical aspects, what you're projecting, these are all the things that are in your website copy, are in your social media posts, are in any kind of download collateral, any type of work that you're doing online and off to create greater awareness about what you're about, okay? That is what you're projecting. So when Simon says you make them show up with you because what they believe and want is what you believe and project, you're making a connection. So that's basically how you get them to, you know, they want to work with somebody that believes what they believe, right? So that's that alignment that happens. And remember, it's not in the space of language, because it's not in that part of the brain that controls language. It's an emotional, it's a gut thing. So this is where you have to be very creative, very honest, and very authentic about who you are and what you stand for and why you're doing the work that you do, because that's what people connect with. All right? So what we want to do in this particular part of the exercise is really understand the projecting, right? So as I was saying about marketing materials, your website, your videos, basically if you don't clarify and use your why, you'll just be another coach providing more coaching sessions at X dollars via Skype or in person, right? I mean, how many times have you gone online to see what other coaches are doing, and it's a very straightforward, this is how I work, this is what I charge, you know, it's all about, you know, helping you achieve your goals. It's very kind of vanilla, and that's like it. That's like the end. So you don't want to become another commodity. And believe me, the coaching market is fast becoming saturated with coaches, and to compete, many coaches are trying to add specialist aspects to their title. For example, wellness coach for insecure teenagers. I mean, how many times do you hear that you have to niche, right? Well, your niche is important. I don't want to, you know, say that it's not. However, don't put all your money in that bucket. Because if you're conveying your why, if you're taking a stand for how you feel about things and why you do the work that you do, and you're being clear about it and projecting it, it's going to come across to your ideal client. Okay? So, for example, as I said, the wellness coach for insecure teenagers, which is pretty much most teenagers, you know, another one could be career coach for RIFT executives. You know, so it's basically they're saying I'm a specialist coach for these types of people. So they're trying to niche themselves and niche their audience, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. Again, I just want to stress that. But don't hang your hat on that, okay? So, you know, as you can hear in those examples, there's no pizzazz in those titles. You know, they're a bit more specific because they're niching, and that's good, as I said, in marketing, especially when it's normal for us human beings to put people in buckets, so to speak. You know, they say, so what do you do? Oh, I'm a career coach. You? Oh, I'm an accountant. Boring. But it's what we do. That's why people craft their elevator speech. You know, they want to feel comfortable saying more than just, I'm a this or I'm a that. But with a clear why, you don't need to craft an elevator speech. You just speak your truth. You speak your why in everything you do. Okay? So that particular one is all about what is it about your why that's going to make them show up. Okay? Now, the last part of this exercise is once you have your why figured out a little more clearly, you can start thinking about the 5 W's to prepare for the next call. And that's going to be on October 4th at 3 o'clock. And we'll be talking about discovering your client, okay? So the five W's are who. So who is your real audience? And we'll get deeper into that on the next call. Why? Not the why we're working on here, but why would your ideal client choose you versus another coach or another resource like a seminar, a self-help book, or a friend, right? The third W is when. When are they going to be ready to make a decision? And what things are going on in their life that are making them even consider working with a coach? The fourth W is what. What information can you provide to your ideal clients to help them make a decision? The last one is where. Where are your messages most appropriately placed so your ideal client will see them? Where do they go to get information to try to solve their problems? These five W's are all important to consider when you're developing your content, messaging, and advertising strategy. Okay? So I'm going to just recap those five W's really quick. Even though we're not really going to get into them here, I want you to start thinking about them. Because this is kind of part like the customer journey. You know, it's like, what are the things that they're thinking of and talking about and considering and frustrated with before they even start their search? You know, where is that critical point happen where they're deciding, I need to work with a coach? And because coaching is something that's really coming on scene now, and it's becoming much more, I guess, acceptable, like, you know, where you talk about, oh, I got to go to a therapist. Oh, what's the matter? You know, what are you dealing with? Oh, well, you know, it becomes this little bit of a stigma. Well, coaching is not quite like that. Coaching is something seen as a positive, an asset, something where not necessarily you have a problem per se and you're not adequate, which, is, you know, has judgment all inherent in it. But it's also that coaching is a great way to be truly successful. So people who invest in coaching, it's like investing in your business. You know, you want to improve certain things. You get better equipment, or you get better training, or you get better people. Well, with coaching, it's like you're making yourself better, a better performer, one who's able to actually accomplish things more. So these are really important things, and coaching is only going to become more and more widely accepted, especially with all of us coming out of school and learning all these wonderful techniques and getting out there and actually doing it and getting really experienced and comfortable. So let me just recap on those five W's, okay? So we got who, which is who is your real audience, right? The second one is why, not the why we're working on here, but why would your ideal client choose you versus another coach or another resource like a seminar, self-help book, or a friend? And that's really important because it really speaks to what I was just saying about coaching becoming much more widely accepted. Because in the past, if we ever wanted to quote-unquote work on ourselves or get help, we'd go get a self-help book, or we'd do some training online or what have you. We'd be more practical about it, whereas coaching is a very organic process, and it happens in the moment of the conversation. Okay, so the next W is when. When are they going to be ready to make a decision, and what things are going on in their life that are making them even consider working with a coach? What information can you provide to your ideal clients to help them make a decision? And where are your messages most appropriately placed so your ideal client will see them? Where do they go to get information to try to solve their problem and things like that? Okay, so those are the five W's, all right? So just an overall recap, the first part was if people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Why do you do the work you do? So that's really you defining your why. The second one is I have a dream. What is your I have a dream speech? You know, what does that really consist of? How do you want the world to change? And then what is it going to make your ideal client show up? What is that thing? What are you projecting? How are you doing that? And then the five W's.